Turkish activists have held a protest in front of the parliament to condemn a reported missile test by the US and Israel. The test has been reportedly carried out recently using intelligence from a US-made radar in Turkey. The radar system has been deployed in Turkey's eastern province of Malatya as part of a NATO missile system. Activists warned that the radar's intelligence could be used for what they called imperialist wars in the region, including a possible military action against neighboring Iran.
Considering the ongoing crisis in ties between Turkey and Israel, worries about any possible leakage of the radar's intelligence to Israel have been at the heart of the controversy about the system.
The protest came only one day after NATO's Secretary General and Turkey's Foreign Minister had declared in a joint news conference that the intelligence obtained by the radar base have not been transferred to any third party.
The data within this missile defense system, data are not shared with third countries. Data are shared within our alliance, among allies.
Turkey's foreign minister has stressed that the radar's intelligence will not be shared with Israel.
We will never allow any third country to use any NATO facility, especially when the third party would be Israel. Our stance is even more clear.
The activists, however, believe that such remarks are only aimed at hiding the reality behind the radar system.
Sistemi kuran uzmanlar diyorlar ki, Türkiye'ye kurulacak olan sistem...
Experts say that the radar system in Turkey will be integrated with other missile systems in NATO or its friend countries. So I believe such remarks are only aimed at deceiving the public.
Böyle bir sistemde biz istihbarat...
The strains between Israel and Turkey are believed to be a key factor behind the sensitivity of Turkish activists to any reported leakage of the radar's intelligence to Israel. Relations between Turkey and Israel hit rock bottom after Israeli forces killed 9 Turkish pro-Palestinian activists on board the Gaza-bound humanitarian flotilla in 2010. Mehdi Olizadeh, Press TV, Ankara.